This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. All 66 Democrats in Colorado's legislature are urging Governor Polis not to reduce the prison sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. In a letter sent to Polis today, the lawmakers say granting her clemency would undermine election security. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence for allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County's voting machines following the 2020 election. Polis has suggested he may release Peters early. A former Colorado State University provost will receive $325,000 to not work over the next year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Reporting from the Coloradoan found that a resignation deal also guarantees CSU Provost Marion Underwood a faculty position in 2027. Her salary will be $315,000. That's nearly double the average for a tenured professor at the university, according to the newspaper's analysis. Both parties signed a non-disparagement clause. This keeps the reasons for the sudden exit private. Faculty found the news troubling. In January, departments were told to prepare for 9% budget cuts. The university currently faces a $48 million revenue deficit. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Critical fire weather is expected across parts of Colorado this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Harris.
Right now, we're thinking sustained winds of 35 to 50 miles per hour with a few gusts up to 90 miles per hour. That'd be mainly late morning into the afternoon and evening hours on Thursday would be the peak of those strongest winds.
This is CPR News.